The Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business and real estate before your commute ends. Here's the operator read. Most people will miss this week. The eastern climb out of Huntsville is about to become a nightly work zone, and where the state chooses to spend road money tells you where this metro is headed next. Starting Sunday night, July 19th, crews begin a safety widening and resurfacing job on US 72 East over Chapman Mountain, the eastern gateway out of town. So if you run freight, commute from the east side, or do business anywhere along that corridor, this one lands on your route. Here's the usable read up front. The work runs at night, roughly 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday through Thursday, so plan your east side trips and your deliveries around lane closures on that grade for the next stretch of summer. And the bigger signal, the state is reinforcing the exact corridor the city has been quietly banking for growth. That's the part worth your attention. Let me walk the actual work. ALDOT, Alabama's Transportation Department, is taking a 1.2-mile section from the US 72 interchange with Interstate 565 up to Moores Mill Road and doing three things: widening the paved shoulders for safety, fixing the drainage, then repaving the surface. Expect grooved pavement and shifting lanes while it's underway, with the travel lanes paved last so the final surface sheds water the way it should. The whole job is valued at about $942,750, and it's expected to wrap by late summer or early fall. Now, one honest note before anybody overreads it, this is a safety widening and resurfacing job. Wider shoulders, better drainage, fresh pavement. It is not a new lane add capacity expansion. So don't expect your evening backup up the mountain to suddenly disappear. What you're getting is a safer, smoother climb, not a bigger road. So why does a routine repaving job earn a spot in a business brief? Because of where it is. US 72 East is the Eastern Gateway Corridor. And earlier this year, the Huntsville City Council approved an option to buy about 516 acres along that same highway on the east side for future commercial and industrial use. Line those two up. The city is banking land out east, and the state is hardening the road that feeds it. When public dollars go into the shoulders and drainage of a specific corridor, that's runway being paved, sometimes literally, for whatever the metro builds next. Here's what to actually do with that. If you move freight or cruise along the east side, treat the next stretch of late summer nights as a known cost. Route around the closures now. Don't get surprised by them. And if you think longer term about where Huntsville's next employers land, keep the east side corridor on your watch list. Watch when this work finishes, and watch whether industrial activity starts following the road money out toward that optioned land. Infrastructure tends to show up before the tenants do. That's the Rocket City Red. Don't just hear a traffic alert, read where the pavement is pointing. We've put together a resource page for this story, corridor maps, source links, and an East Side watchlist checklist at rocketcitybrief.com. Link is in your show notes. Follow the Rocket City Brief so the next read is already in your queue. Coming up, more on where Huntsville's next round of growth is actually breaking ground and which side of town gets it. That's the Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business and real estate, condensed to fit your commute.